I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1932, forever remembered as a tragic day. The nation was in the grip of the Great Depression. As the economy languished, car sales plummeted by 80%. Thousands in Detroit found themselves out of work. Bread lines in the city grew longer with each passing day. The city's unemployed council and the United Auto Workers came together to discuss a response to the crisis. They decided to organize a march to the Ford River Rouge plant. At that time, Henry Ford was one of the wealthiest people in the world. The crowd of as many as 5,000 workers assembled at the city's edge. They had with them a list of 14 demands, including a return to work, the right to unionize, and an end to discrimination in hiring. As the marchers reached the Dearborn, Michigan auto plant site, they were greeted with tear gas shot by police and company security forces. Some of the workers responded by throwing dirt clods and rocks. The police retreated, then regrouped to aim fire hoses at the demonstrators. Suddenly, the sound of gunfire filled the air, and in a hail of bullets, four marchers fell dead. A fifth later died from his wounds. The Ford March had turned into a bloody massacre. More than 60,000 marched in the funeral procession for the slain workers who lie in solidarity buried together. The fifth, Curtis Williams, an African American, was refused burial in the city's segregated cemetery. The workers hired an airplane and spread his ashes over the Ford plant. The sacrifice of these men have not been forgotten. Over the next decade, the auto industry became one of the strongholds of U.S. labor organizing, helping to raise the living standards of all workers. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.